him for a special night, knocking on heaven's gates, discovering the appointed time of prayer. Thursday, August the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Community Building, Charlotte and Parish in Johnstown, Colorado. Admission is free. Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion will be teaching you practical ways to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing. And admission is free. Understanding. It'll be a fascinating teaching seminar that explores the scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Now, this morning we were hoping to have Catherine Albrecht as a guest, and we were going to be talking about this effort to create dossiers on every American citizen. If you do not believe this is really going on, I suggest a book written by Lieutenant General William Odom. He was the head of NSA, the most secret of all the secret spy agencies in America. NSA stands for No Such Agency. They tap your telephone regularly. They listen to, or they read your emails. They read your faxes. It's been going on for a long time. You can look it up on the internet. ECHELONNSA. And of course, it's been going on really since the Second World War, but they can't tell the American people. They've got tens of thousands of people working here in the United States and similar numbers in England, in Australia, in New Zealand, and Canada. They work together in this effort to collect dossiers on American citizens and literally listen to every telephone call and read every email and fax throughout the world. And they even send agents in, you know, surreptitiously, special forces units, to plant bugs on telephone lines in other countries. And, of course, the English monitor what goes on in the United States. We monitor what goes on in England because, after all, we wouldn't want to violate the law, would we? We, who are the elite, who really need to control you common people. Now, if you doubt this sort of thing goes on, why, of course, go to the internet and look up Project Echelon, or just ECHELON. We do have some material on this. A few of the networks have done some good reporting, and we're going to be offering something from Pastor Billy Crone that gives you an excellent overview of what's really happening as far as Echelon is concerned. But you must understand that there are people who have a different worldview. And in his book, Fixing Intelligence, Lieutenant General William Odom, this is 2003, talks about he can't really tell you what goes on. He's a patriot, but he's also, of course, signed all these secrecy oaths that he's not going to ever reveal what he knows. He headed this whole thing. And so we asked the question, should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the CIA have journalists planted in the media? And then lastly, should the Defense Department be keeping dossiers on American citizens? And that's what's really going on. They're collecting dossiers on all of you. You must understand that our government has been taken over by wicked people. And not that our government is any more corrupt than any other. It simply has been taken over by wicked people who really believe that we need a ruling elite to rule the world, and they want a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. That's what it's all about. When you understand that, why, everything begins to make sense. why it is, for instance, that the Senate has consistently voted down efforts to make English the official language of the United States. Why don't they want the English as the official language of the United States? Why? Because they want to destroy the integrity and the sovereignty of our nation and merge us with all the other nations of the world. That's why they've changed our immigration policy to bring in large numbers of people with other religions so we can have a multicultural, multilingual society so they can control and play one group against the other as they're doing with the Hispanics against the whites or the whites against the Hispanics. It's all part of a carefully conceived plan by evil people who hate America. And as David Rockefeller says in his memoirs, and you can read it on page 405, I'm an internationalist and proud of it. And, of course, these people hate the United States, and you must understand that's the reason why the Rockefeller Foundation has been funding communism and socialism and undermining the fabric of our society and trying to destroy the love of which we should have for our country and taking us into war after war after war. This is the reason why we sent our athletes to China, the most brutal and oppressive country in the world that is supporting the tyrannical regimes in Burma and in Darfur and certainly in Rhodesia, which we call Zimbabwe today, and in North Korea. These are wicked and evil people. But then, as David Rockefeller said in an article that he wrote in August of 1973 in the New York Times, and Dennis Cuddy quotes it in his excellent book, which I hope one day we can get reprinted. You know, David Rockefeller writing in 1973 after the Chinese communists have already killed over 100 million people. Well, there was some violence here, but the social experiment in China under the leadership of Chairman Mao is among the most important and successful in history. The social experiment in China under the leadership of Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. That's how they look upon it. You see, it's all an experiment, and they're doing that experiment with our educational system today to destroy their belief in God. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools, to destroy their belief in God and, of course, to make them believe in that government can solve our problems. After all, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, there is liberty, it says in the Bible. But, of course, you remove the spirit of the Lord and there will be tyranny. We have moral anarchy in America today, but the average individual has no idea what's really going on. And so our goal, of course, is to try to get the American people to begin to see what's happening, and that's where you come in. You can talk to people. Do you know that they tap your telephone? They've been doing it for 50 years. They tap telephones all across the world. Oh, you don't believe it? Go up on the Internet and type in Project Echelon, and you can get the Wikipedia article, which is excellent. Of course, if you really want a lot more detail, let me suggest my talk on the planned police state. That's the planned police state. There's a DVD, but there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that, which I strongly recommend to you. And, of course, we spend a lot of time putting together these syllabuses so that we can verify everything we say about the building of the concentration camps, the rejuvenation of the Japanese concentration camps that were used during the Second World War. Why are they doing that? Why, they have plans for you, ladies and gentlemen. You say it won't happen to me, maybe if I'm quiet. Well, let me tell you that the only die is 1,000 deaths. A brave man dies but once. Help us get the information out. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we were talking about this move to create dossiers on all American citizens. And, of course, going right along with that is this idea of RFID chips on us, all of our products. And, of course, down the line, they'd like to get an RFID chip or some similar chip into every individual. Wouldn't that be convenient, you know? Then, of course, if they were kidnapped, we could track them down. At least that's one of the things they tell you. Although most of the current RFID chips, you have to be very close. But they've always got an excuse. That's why they've got the cameras up on corners. They've got 4 million cameras in England today, in London itself, so they can monitor everything, and they're doing it right here. But, well, of course, we're trying to counter that if we get Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave, we're told, over in Pakistan, who, of course, wants to take away our freedom, of course. Prime Minister, pardon me, Mrs. Bhutto over in Pakistan went on Gordon Frost's program, and you can check this out on the Internet. Mrs. Bhutto went on to Gordon Frost and said, you know, bin Laden's been dead for years. And shortly thereafter, she herself was dead, felled by an assassin's bullet, and it was her own fault because, of course, she, just stood up in a van. Anyway, let's go to Catherine Albrecht, who's with us this morning. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stan. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, why don't you tell us what's the latest on the spy chips that they're using to track American citizens?
Well, interestingly, people who have been following this issue for some time know that the RFID implant, the Verichip microchip implant that can be injected into people, they're really not capable of doing those sorts of things that you described, even though a lot of people have that impression. You can't use them to, for example, prevent people from being kidnapped or children from being abducted or even to find them, you know, hikers lost in the woods or soldiers that have been kidnapped by enemy forces, because the read range on a microchip implant is really only about 6 to 12 inches.
Right.
So there's no satellite in the sky that can track them down. The reason, though, that I'm a little bit concerned is that there was a story recently, just in the last 2 weeks, that came out of Reuters, the news service that distributes its information all over the world. And the reporter from Reuters, who is based down in Mexico City, Mexico, was given a tour of a Mexican company that is implanting these microchips and claims to have injected them into over 1,000 people. In fact, I now believe it may be 2,000 or 3,000 people. For a cost of several $1,000s apiece, they charge $4,000 for this implant, and they're making claims that they actually can prevent people from being kidnapped. Now, the reason I found this so horrifying is because, as people who've been following this know, the microchip implants have also been linked with fast-growing malignant cancerous tumors in between 1% and 10% of laboratory animals that they're injected into. And so now you've got literally thousands of people in Mexico implanted with these microchip devices by a company that has essentially lied to them, charged them $4,000 for about $10 worth of technology, and they're walking around now with a very real chance of developing cancer from this technology as well.
What was the incidence of tumor in the animals that were implanted with the chips?
It was around 10% animals that were developed cancer, but the thing that was especially disturbing about these studies was when they injected the microchips into a special type of designed to develop cancer in response to...
Catherine, we're cutting out. Do you have a regular hard line we could call you on?
Yeah, I do. Let me try that instead. We can give that a shot. Yeah, I apologize. I'm actually in California.
I know you are. I'm just wondering if our producer is on the line. I wonder if he's listening to the program, if he could come on and we could get your hard line, because I don't want to put it out over the telephone. But if our producer would come on, we can get that. But go ahead. We'll do the best we can until we can get him to come on. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. Yeah, what I was going to say is one of the biggest concerns that we had about the microchip implants and the cancer research was that when the mice that were genetically modified to be very responsive to something called a genotoxin, this is a genetic, something that disturbs the genetic material in a way that causes cancer, 10% of those mice developed cancer in response to the implant, which was a very clear indication that these microchip implants are genotoxic, which is a pretty serious concern. And I have to say, when the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, approved the microchip implant back in 2005, it failed to review any of this research. And so all of the studies, there are 11 different studies that we looked at and the Associated Press looked at, and in 8 of those studies there was such a clear link between the microchip implant and the cancer that I believe had the FDA looked at that information, they never would have approved this device for human use, and perhaps the Mexican... You know, I don't think this Mexican company would have stopped using it because clearly they're using it unethically and they're misleading people about the capability of the technology. But at least here in the U.S., that information about the cancer has really prevented that company from moving forward with a lot of its microchipping plans for the rest of us.
Well, now, of course, in Mexico, kidnapping is becoming increasingly common. You kidnap people, hold them for ransom. It's just sort of the way that things work in Mexico. Usually they have the cooperation of the local police. We're supposed to be protecting the public, but they're usually bribed and bought off. But are there any sort of chips now, the Vera chip and some of these others, that really would be powerful enough down the line to be able to track people? Is there any technology they're working on that matter?
Actually, there is. The GPS technology that is now down to about the size of a wristwatch can definitely be used for that purpose. In fact, a lot of people have that same technology built into their cell phones and are now tapping into the phone's ability to be used in that way. So it's really, at this point, if you wanted to do something like a cell phone GPS device body, it's really, how do you get enough to do that? The challenge that do such a horrible thing would be power, because the microchip implant itself, the little tiny grain of rice-sized microchip, doesn't have a power, so it's capable of transmitting that messages to one foot without requiring a battery. But if you want to get all the way up to a satellite, then you're going to need a much more device, and that's really been the challenge.
I know I've heard about some people wearing anklets, with some sort of a device on in case they were kidnapped. That would be in South America where this sort of thing is much more common. I wonder if our producer there from American Christian Network is around, American Freedom Network. I wonder if our producer is listening to the program and could possibly come on, and maybe we could get a better line for Catherine, because what she's saying is so important. Is the producer there? Well, I guess not. So we'll have to work until we get to the next break, and then hopefully he'll come back on again.
Well, I will. If you want to give me 2 minutes, I will see if I can reach you directly and see if we can get a better connection here.
Well, could I give you the number to call?
I've got it right here.
The 800 number?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and hang up and then call back in again? Maybe we can get
We'll do that. All right.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Well, our guest is Catherine Albrecht, and I think it's important that people understand. They're telling people that the RFID chips can be used to track them, but it really can't. I mean, they can track you through your cell phone even when it's turned off. They can even, with many of the cell phones, actually listen to your conversations even when the cell phone is turned off. But they don't want you to know that. They are tracking everything that we are doing. And understand that these are people who have a different world. You know, a lot of people work for government. They're not bad people. They're just doing what they're told, but they're forced to sign all sorts of statements, all sorts of guarantees that they will never reveal what they know. And they're told that if they do ever reveal it, they'll be sent to prison for the rest of their life. And we have a lot of people sitting in prison who have tried to get information out. Why do you think we have over 2.3 million people in prison in the United States today, when China only has about 1.6 million people in prison? The ruthless, tyrannical China. We have a lot of people in prison who are actually there because they tried to get the truth out. They were government employees. And if you haven't read Rodney Stitch's wonderful books, Defrauding America or Drugging America. We carry those two books, Defrauding America, Drugging America. And Rodney Stitch actually has been contacted by many of these people in prison, former DEA officials, formerly CIA officials, former FBI officials, who tried to bring the truth out, and of course were not allowed to. This is the problem that we face today. So we do hope that many of you out there will want to challenge us and try to prove that this is wrong. Now, Catherine has written a wonderful book. It's called Spy Chips. Catherine and her friend Liz McIntyre have written Spy Chips. We carry that book. We actually have a 4-tape set on RFID chipping. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out across America. And you have our permission, at least with any of the tape sets we've made, if you want to copy them and distribute them, as long as you're not making a profit on it, you have our blessing. Because our goal is certainly to help educate the American people while there's still time. Although the time is drawing very short, we find up that out there in St. Paul, Minnesota, where they're having the Republican convention, they're actually breaking into people's homes without warrants, arresting people simply to silence them, believing that no longer is the First Amendment valid. People have the right to demonstrate and redress grievances, and they even addressed it. Amy Goodman, who's a certainly a left-wing commentator, but she was just standing on the sidewalk with a flower in her hand, and they arrested her for inciting a riot. And they don't need reasons. They simply come up with something, and they take you in, and they keep you for a few hours or a few days, and then turn you loose. But they do not want people demonstrating. And the last thing they want is the sort of thing we're doing here on the radio this morning, and that is pointing out that the government has been taken over by wicked people who are using our police, who are using our intelligence agencies, who are using our military, because they have an agenda, and it is not the agenda of the American people. It is because their loyalty is to this idea of a one-world government, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity and Judaism, and then, of course, the installation of a ruling oligarchy and a ruling leader. These people have an agenda. They're working at it. And the fact that these things are hardly ever discussed on the major media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over the media and over what the American people think. And we always refer you to the book, The New Media Monopoly, by Professor Ben Bogdakian of the University of California. He's retired now at University of California in Berkeley, but I've talked to him. Unfortunately, he is hard of hearing, can't do a radio program, but his book is well worthwhile reading as he chronicles his study of the control of the media in America, from where there were 50 corporations that controlled the media and then the progressive consolidation to the fact point where, when he wrote the book, there were five mega corporations that controlled literally everything here in the United States. 90-95% of the major media outlets were under the control. Oh, there's a lot of little radio stations out there, privately owned and privately managed, but even those are being bought up. I know we have a small station. We've been offered a fantastic sum of money for it, but, of course, what does money matter when freedom has been lost? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards the loss of freedom. And, of course, you must understand that the key to establishing a dictatorship is control of the media. That's why you're so fortunate to have this station, and you should really support Don Wildman, or Wiedemann, who actually runs this station, and he runs it as a vehicle of getting the truth out to the people there in Colorado. And so we do hope that you'll support him and support his advertisers and do everything you can to keep this station on the radio. So we also hope that you will take it upon yourself to reach others, because most people are not listening to the program here this morning. An awful lot of people in Colorado, Wyoming, and so, and of course we have a good internet audience, but we need your help to get the truth out. This is why you need to get the information on Echelon. Hello there. Hello, hello, hello.
Knocking on Heaven's Gates, discovering the appointed time of prayer. Thursday, August the 28th at 7 p.m. at the Community Building, Charlotte and Parish in Johnstown, Colorado. Admission is free. Toby Janicki from First Fruits of Zion will be teaching you practical ways to fulfill Paul's injunction to pray without ceasing and to pray with understanding. It'll be a fascinating teaching seminar that explores the scriptures. For information, call 303-654-9924.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. You've counted calories and you've followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come off. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radiant Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today, or log on to Radiant Clinic Colorado.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Catherine Albrecht, and I hope we have a better line. Good morning, Catherine. Let's go ahead with what you were saying. And you were saying that The RFID chips certainly will not cannot be tracked by satellite, no matter what they're saying.
Well, they can't be tracked by satellite, and they cause cancer. But one of the concerns is that, of course, as we know, technology is really moving in a direction where things become smaller and more efficient. The computing power that now you can hold in a BlackBerry handheld PDA used to take up literally a city block. So, you know, it's certainly the case that we may well be looking at a microchip implant that not only could be used to make payments, which I want to get into next, but could also be used to track and locate an individual, whether for anti-kidnapping purposes or more ominously, to track people so that you make sure that those First Amendment protesters out there in Colorado or wherever they might be protesting, whatever they might be protesting, can easily be tracked and rounded up. And that's one of the very real concerns. I'm actually doing this interview from vacation here in California, and I had a very disturbing experience the other day that I wanted to share with you and your listeners. People who have been following my work for any length of time, or if anyone out there has read Spy Chips, you may know that I got started working on the whole issue of the microchip, whether it's implanted in humans or in products, because back in 1999, I founded a consumer organization called Caspian, which stands for Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. And I did that because I was concerned about the privacy invasion of the supermarket frequent shopper cards, those loyalty or club cards that were going into all of the supermarkets, where if you wanted to get a decent price for your groceries and get the same sale prices that people have always gotten at stores since stores began, now you had to sign up and give them your personal information. And I discovered that those stores were making a record of everything that people bought. So they were recording every stick of celery or every pint of ice cream or every bag of Cheetos, whatever it might be, healthy or unhealthy, that all of this information was being recorded into a giant database. And if you look at the passage in Revelation, in chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, that talks about the mark of the beast, it talks about this mark that people will have to have on their right hand or their forehead specifically to buy and sell. And I think that's very important as we're entering into such profoundly prophetic times right now, that the notion of buying and selling, if you really want to understand where that particular piece of prophecy comes up, this mark on a hand or a forehead that represents a number being used for buying and selling, all of that, when you look at what's happening in our retail establishments, we're really gearing up for that in a very, very specific way that I think most people are not noticing, because these things happen gradually. It's just like boiling the frog. You know, by the time you put the frog in cold water, by the time it gets incrementally warmer and warmer, the frog's already boiled and he hasn't even noticed what's happening to him. Well, there's a grocery chain in Southern California that has invaded from England. The biggest grocery chain in England is a chain called Tesco. And they're kind of like Walmart. They've put all of the local competition out of business. They're the big 800-pound gorilla. They are dominating the grocery industry. And I noticed before the break you were talking about the media monopoly, how you went from hundreds of media outlets to just five. Well, we're saying the same thing in the buying and selling arena, in the retail industry, where we're going from literally thousands, hundreds of thousands of places where you could go to buy something essential as food. And that's now being consolidated into fewer and fewer hands. And there was even a commentator not long back who said England was too big to support even three different food stores, grocery chains, that they were going to have to get it down to just two. So we are seeing this consolidation, and Tesco in England is this mega corporation that's doing just that. Well, they've come to our shores here in the U.S., and they've set up the store of the future is what I would call it. It's a chain of stores called Fresh and Easy. And in these Fresh and Easy stores, now I live normally in New Hampshire. I'm over on the East Coast, so I've never seen one of these Fresh and Easy stores. Well, my husband and I were driving past one just yesterday, and we decided to stop in and take a look. And I'll tell you, Dr. Stan, it sent chills down my spine to see this store of the future, knowing what I know about biblical prophecy and knowing what I know about the microchips. This store has no checkers. It has the only way that you can buy the groceries in there at all is you put them into your cart, and then you have to do self-checkout at every single lane. It is crawling with video cameras and surveillance devices. You have to feed your money into a machine. Of course, they would prefer that you just use a credit card, but at least for now in this transition period before they eliminate cash, you're able to feed your cash and your coins into the machines. But the reason it was so disturbing to me is two trends. First of all, this is food shopping, which has been the subject of my research and my concern since 1999. And whenever I see a change in food shopping, I sit up and take notice, because if you want to impose a system where people have to give a number to buy and sell, the place where you're going to be able to do that most effectively is in buying and selling food, because most of us without a store are not self-sufficient enough to survive without those stores. And so that's the place where you can put the squeeze on people and get them to accept and embrace new technologies. And it's no surprise that that's where the supermarket frequent shopper card got us used to the idea that merchants, people selling us products, would be keeping track of what those products are. So I've been watching this industry very, very closely. Well, there's a document out. There's actually several documents that I've seen in researching what the store of the future is going to look like and what these retailers want to do. And I'll tell you, it is it fits right into this needing a number to buy and sell. The concept is that in the future, these stores will not have any employees at all. And the way that they'll prevent theft is by not allowing you into the door. The door literally won't open. It will be a high-security facility. I'm not kidding. This is a grocery store we're talking about. A high-security facility where the only way you'll get the door open to go in is if you have a numbered identity card of some form, or if you have an iris scan or a fingerprint scan. So some way that they can actually identify you, know that you are qualified to make a purchase in the store, review your entire criminal history to make sure that you're not a shoplifter, and only at that point will they allow you to walk through the door. Now, once you do that and you're in the store of the future, which this Fresh and Easy store was an eerie sort of replica of what's coming, once you're in the store, the way that they're going to tell that you're not shoplifting, because, of course, if you don't have employees, that's a real problem, is they will have cameras following not just you but the merchandise as well. And what they describe is every box of cereal, every package of razor blades, everything of toilet paper will be equipped with a microchip, an RFID device, instead of a barcode. And already over $1 billion have been invested in that particular infrastructure, as people following my work or who have read Spy Chips know. So all of the products will be embedded with these tracking devices, and then the store will be rigged so that every shelf will have a reader for these trackers. Every lane of the grocery store, every aisle, will have video cameras that are linked up, that are capable of following those individual products of merchandise, and you will essentially be under the microscope. Now, let me give you an example of how this would work, because we saw this tested out at a Walmart store a couple years back. They put the microchip into all of the Mach 3 razor blades, and then they set up a shelf reader with an RFID reader, and they took a picture of everyone picking up the razor blades.
Hold on that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Catherine Albert.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, and my guest this morning is Catherine Albrecht. Catherine, did you ever see that advertisement? It was shown nationwide. I think it was put on by IBM. It shows this a fellow in a grocery store, and he's got a big, heavy coat on, and he's going up and down each aisle, stuffing things into the secret pockets on the inside of his coat. And of course, you know he's a shoplifter, and he starts then moving towards the exit of the store, and there's a man following him, obviously a guard, a policeman of some sort. And just before he leaves the store, why the man comes up to him and says, sir, I want to, you forgot your receipt.
Yeah.
Did you remember that
ad was actually an IBM ad, and
yes.
It's IBM that is behind much of this technology. In fact, the store of the future that I was just describing, where people go in, they're not allowed into the store. The doors literally will remain bolted like a high-security facility unless they scan a fingerprint or an iris scan,
right,
or unless they present some kind of microchip-based card. Ultimately, of course, the concern, unless they have a microchip implant that can identify them, all of those plans come from IBM. And IBM, to take this one step further, regular followers of my work will know that IBM developed something called the Person Tracking Unit. It's actually a patent that they were granted in 2006, which is a way to embed reader devices into the floors, walls, ceilings, shelving, all over the environment to keep track of these RFID microchips as a way to track people, and
right,
particularly shoppers in stores. And so what I really need your listeners to understand is that if you are concerned about issues of biblical prophecy, or even if you are concerned about issues of freedom and the political situation in our country, the leadership of our nation, where it is that the country is being led to or herded to, then the one place I would encourage you to pay very close attention in your own lives is in your shopping habits, because that is where all of this stuff is getting started. The microchip revolution, the RFID revolution, is going to happen not in some huge societal way from a top-down government mandate. It's going to happen in your local Walmart. It's going to happen over in England in the Tesco stores. It's happening in Europe in the Metro supermarket, their big, huge, mega corporate grocery store. That's where this revolution is happening. That's what's driving this agenda, and it really does boil down to buying and selling. Big surprise that microchip would be coming down to buying and selling. Of course, those of us who read the Bible know that that's exactly where we were told 2,000 years ago that microchip would be introduced. Well, not even necessarily a microchip, but that numbered system of control will be introduced in the stores. And so people need to be very aware of how they buy and sell food. And particularly, I never use a credit card to buy and sell food. In fact, I don't use a credit card at all. I can count on my fingers the number of times I've used a credit card since I began this work. So I don't use a credit card. When I need to go to the store, I go to the ATM machine, I take out cash, and then I take that cash and I walk into the store, and I do not identify myself in any way or use any numbers to buy and sell food. I avoid, like the plague, the stores that require that. I boycott stores like Safeway and Kroger and all of the other stores, Albertsons and Tom Thumb, and, you know, they're all over the country with different names, but I boycott every store that has a frequent shopper card, because by having that card, they have tapped into a network of consumer tracking that is absolutely unprecedented and really almost breathtaking in its scope, that every one of these stores that has a frequent shopper card is linked up via high-speed computer networks, is linked up to a system of identifying shoppers and recording their purchases using numbers. And, you know, people, because it's been around for about 15 years, people have begun taking this for granted, but I think it's crucial that we realize that when you use one of those frequent shopper cards or when you patronize one of those stores, you are participating in a system that very clearly is leading to the mark of the beast.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. We use Costco out here in California. It's great buys. They don't require one of these as frequent shopper cards, but you have to have a membership card to get in. And then, of course, you can pay by check or by cash. But they also keep a record of everything. And since they're restricting rice purchases, you know, if you are buying too much rice, they know how much rice you've bought in the past. They have a record of everything you buy if you go to Costco. And people must understand that this is not simply by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know.
Well, and in the same way, it's great that you brought up Costco. You could also mention Sam's Club or Price Club. There's a whole bunch of stores in that category where they're these big box membership stores. That model where, you know, they've got someone at the door checking to make sure that you have your membership card before right. you're allowed into the store, that model is the direction that these mega corporations would like to take all stores, so that you cannot even walk in the door without having your ID card on you or your microchip implant potentially. And that's what will enable them to follow you and track you around the store. They'll know who you are coming in. You'll swipe your card next to a kiosk, and then from that moment on, something similar to this IBM person tracking unit we were discussing would be able to individually watch you, train every video camera in the store to pass off footage of you from one camera to the next, and they would have a seamless record of your entire trip and everything that you bought. Now, the concern here, in addition to just the invasion of your privacy, is that if at some point they wanted to cut someone out of the herd, cut someone off, either because of their political views or down the road their religious views, then all you've got to do is say, well, you're no longer allowed into the store. And over, you know, instantly that person now will not be able to buy or sell without that number. So if you refuse, then you'll starve.
And people say this could never happen in America, and I would ask, why not?
Well, I see it happening, and that's why I have a renewed sense of urgency here to alert the public. Because when I went into this Fresh and Easy store, which is run by Tesco, they are working in partnership with IBM to set all of this stuff up over in England, and now it's hit our shores. And in Los Angeles, you can walk into the very beginning stages of this where there are no cashiers, there's just the surveillance network for you to even buy your food.
It's coming, ladies and gentlemen, and Catherine has actually written a wonderful book, Spy Ship. There was one for, the regular book, and then there was one from a Christian perspective. Is the one from the Christian perspective available now?
Well, it's called The Spy Chip's Threat. It's probably a collector's item if you can get a copy. The Spy Chip's Threat, the Christian version.
The Christian version is not available. I wonder why. Catherine Gull, Albrecht, my pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Steele.
Look forward to having you again real soon.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Catherine Albrecht. We have a four-tape set on RFID chips. We carry their books. Guy chips are not the one for Christians. That's, for some reason, just out of print. And certainly not because Catherine wants it out of print, because Catherine's coming from a Christian perspective. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a conspiracy against God. And when you understand that, so much makes sense. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's inexpensive. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like, of course, the four-tape set on RFID chips, or if you'd like to get the book, Spy Chips, or if you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which takes you into the background of the people who really run the world, and, of course, their view of God. Now, certainly, we also carry the talk we mentioned earlier. It's called The Planned Police State, and with that comes an excellent syllabus. I'm quite pleased with the way it turned out, because it documents everything we say, and, of course, all material that you could get off the Internet, but you're probably never going to sit down and spend the many hours that I did, and, of course, you'll have the information there that you really need to have to be able to show others that this is not imaginary. It's very real, and you need to understand that they really are building concentration camps. They really are refurbishing the Japanese prison camps from the Second World War. They are looking to actually put Americans into these camps. They're not for immigrants, because there are people who want a police state in America. It's coming. This is long-term planning. Catherine was talking about how, you know, we're getting fewer and fewer grocery stores. They're being bought up and consolidated. You only need to go back and read the book that Edward Bellamy wrote. It was in the 1880s. I think it was 1888, where he actually talked about how all the corporations eventually merged into one. It was called the Great Corporation, and it worked in concert with government to control the masses. And you must understand, it is the people of great wealth and corporate heads who are behind this movement towards world government. And they have their wealth because, of course, they've given their allegiance to the dark spiritual forces that rule this world that are talked about in the Bible. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There is a power out there that you can tap into, but you do not want to, because it will cost you your eternal soul. And, of course, we talk about that in our DVD, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And, of course, my talk on secret knowledge. There's a syllabus that goes with that. You need to have the information. You need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. They fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battle, but it is a spiritual battle. And there are powerful spiritual forces that are aligned against freedom in America. Well, our telephone number, of course, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We're trying, of course, gradually to expand our coverage across America. We're doing a new program every afternoon in Spokane at drive time. If you're in a position to help us, why, we could certainly appreciate your help. At 1-800-544-8927, give us a call, And then, of course, don't forget our all-day conference on the 26th of October. That's a Sunday. It's going to be in the Monterey Bay area. If you've been here in the past, you know it's beautiful facilities, great time.